This is an inspirational thought for Monday, June 21st. The number is 2166. 4, 3, 2, 1. Joseph Chamberlain, a famous British statesman, taught Sunday school in his younger years. His favorite verse of scripture was a sentence from Genesis chapter 12, verse 5, because it gave him a biblical base for two qualifications for success in life. One is to have the right destination. They went forth to go to the land of Canaan. The second is to keep going after we've started. Into the land of Canaan they came. Well, as a Christian, Paul found his direction in his relationship with Jesus Christ, and he wanted to cultivate the same virtue in Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul offered himself as a model and seemed to be urging the younger man to stay with it. Keeping Christ uppermost in our lives will keep us headed in the right direction and give us the strength to keep going. Discover the Word. Read 2 Timothy chapter 3. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Tuesday, June 22nd. The number is 2167. 4, 3, 2, 1. The only way most unbelievers will see Jesus is by seeing him in the lives of Christians. A 38-year-old medical doctor takes this responsibility seriously. She has chosen to serve in a federal prison because she's convinced that the only way that many of the inmates will see Jesus is by observing the actions of Christians who choose to work with them. Almost all of them seem to be untouched by her kindness, but she faithfully gives treatment to all of them. And the fact that just a few have responded is reward enough. God leaves Christians on earth to reflect his kindness and love those who are in need of a Savior. Can people see Christ in your life? Discover the Word. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 15. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 15. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class in this station. This is an inspirational thought for Wednesday, June 23rd. The number is 2168. 4, 3, 2, 1. Musician Ken Miedema was born blind, but his parents determined to treat him as a normal child. And as Ken grew older, he developed an inner completeness that almost made him forget his disability. Well, one day on campus, he accidentally bumped into another blind student who said, "Hey, watch it. Don't you know I'm blind?" Well, instead of mentioning his own handicap, Ken apologized. "I'm sorry. I didn't see you." How often as Christians have we gotten into situations where our weaknesses were revealed? Have we used them to excuse our behavior? Well, instead of giving excuses, we need to take responsibilities for making any changes that are needed. Let's acknowledge our weaknesses to God to gain strength to do what's right. Discover the Word. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 7 through 14. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 7 through 14. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class in this station. This is an inspirational thought for Friday, June 25th. The number is 2170.
4, 3, 2, 1.
At the annual dinner of a prison ministry, a young man who was an ex-convict rose to speak. "You know the guys that you tell your kids to stay away from? Well, that was me. I broke every law. I was drunk all the time. And I always was in jail. And even when I was out of jail, I was a prisoner to myself. Then my cousin received Christ in jail. He invited me to go to church with him." "Me? In church? Well, I heard the message of Jesus' love, and I believed. Now I'm free, not only from the nights in jail, but also from the prison of myself." What about you? Perhaps you're imprisoned by feelings of sin and guilt. Put your trust in Christ. He sets prisoners free. Discover the Word. Read John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. That's John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class in this station. This is an inspirational thought for Monday, June 14th. The number is 2161.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Self-centeredness is a universal human problem. Even King Hezekiah was affected by it. While he had done many good things for his country, the king unwisely made a treaty with the Babylonians. The prophet Isaiah told Hezekiah that his descendants would be conquered and forced into slavery. But instead of showing remorse, Hezekiah expressed relief because this disaster would not occur in his lifetime. He was thinking only of himself. This me-only mentality influences every one of us. Self-centeredness even infects our prayer life. That's why we must rely constantly on the power of the Holy Spirit to displace self-centeredness with Christ's love. Discover the Word. Read 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 12 through 21. That's 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 12 through 21. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Tuesday, June 15th. The number is 2162.
4, 3, 2, 1.
In a horse pulling contest at the county fair, the first place horse moved 4,500 pounds. The runner-up pulled 4,000 pounds. So wondering how much the animals could pull together, the owners hitched them to a loaded sled. And to everyone's surprise, the horses were able to pull 12,000 pounds. Sometimes in the Lord's work, we try to pull the weight of a job all by ourselves. But when we team up with others, we work with greater efficiency and can accomplish so much more. We may think we can carry a heavy load of work for the Lord, but if we'll be wise, we'll recognize our limits. Sharing our efforts with others will not only ease our burden, but it'll also multiply the work that gets done. Discover the Word. Read Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 through 27. That's Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 through 27. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Wednesday, June 16th. The number is 2163.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Peter V. Deason, in his book, The Priority of Knowing God, tells about Ramad, a man in India who was a member of a gang of robbers. While burglarizing a home, Ramad noticed a small black book containing very thin pages, just right for making cigarettes. So he took it. Noticing that the small words on the page were in his language, he began to read them before his nightly smoke. One evening, after reading a page, he knelt and asked Jesus to save him. He then turned himself into the police and was a great witness for the Lord while in prison. What was the book that he was reading? Well, it was the Bible. And because there's a great power in the gospel, we can share the good news with confidence. Discover the Word. Read Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. That's Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Thursday, June 17th. The number is 2164.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Mooinak was once a thriving fishing port on the Aral Sea. But according to James Rupert of the Washington Post, Mooinak now sits on the edge of a bitter, salty desert. Things began changing when the Stalinist planners started diverting the Orals water source to irrigate the world's largest cotton belt. And as a result, weather has become more extreme. The growing season has been shortened, and 80% of the region's farmland has been ruined by salt storms that sweep off the dry seabed. What happened at Moynac parallels the Church of Ephesus. Once spiritually thriving, the Ephesian believers diverted their attention from Christ and lost sight of their love for Him. Do you need to renew your love for Christ? Review His love for you. Discover the Word. Read Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. That's Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Friday, June 18th. The number is 2165.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Successful marriages are not held together solely by the iron of commitment. They get their strength from the alloy of commitment plus caring. Author Lewis Smeds, in Commitment and Caring, describes a couple about as opposite as two people can be, but who have developed a deep and satisfying relationship because they have given each other permission to be themselves. Christ died on the cross to set us free to become all that God wants us to be. As we increasingly realize the security of His love and the freedom it brings, we'll want to give that same quality of love to our mates. We'll let them be all they can be so that they'll offer us the unique gift of themselves. Discover the Word. Read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. That's Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station.